At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Those covers, those little things.
Like this.
Oh, cool.
Let's do this. It's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show from 98.7 Simon. I'm Sean. There's Charlie.
Hey,
Charlie.
Hi there.
There's Maddie over there. What's up?
Out stretching.
So please like and subscribe and do all those things. Podcast number 85, by the way.
Yes.
85.
That's a lot.
It truly is. What would you have for your last meal? You're on death row, and it's time, and you can have virtually anything you want.
Some type of seafood drenched in Alfredo with lots of pasta.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with a big plate of ribs.
Yeah, ribs is good. I want something that takes years and years to eat.
Oh. An everlasting gobstopper.
No, not quite finished.
An entire Chinese buffet. I have to eat every last bite.
Ooh, that sounds good. God, that sounds really good. Some states have a cap on it. Like, there's certain places where it can't cost more than $40 for the last meal.
Really?
Yep. If you got access to a buffet, like, what if I'm still eating? Like, I mean, or if you doze off, does that count?
Hey, wake up. Time to go.
Well, I'm still eating. I'm not done with this.
Still got some cherry pie filling on my chin. Some of the biggest ones ever. There's a guy named Oscar Ray Bolin. He ordered a ribeye steak, medium rare, baked potato with butter and sour cream, a salad with tomato and cucumber, garlic bread, a big bottle of Coke, and lemon meringue pie.
That seems reasonable.
That does seem fairly reasonable, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just it's got all the courses, though. I'd be like, I need a 19-course meal.
Earl Forrest. He had pasta, steak, tomatoes, cucumbers, a side of fruit, great big piece of chocolate cake, and washed it down with a glass of milk. If I'm about to die, I don't want milk. I don't want that coating in my mouth when I die.
I think it's crazy. Think it's going to stick with you for eternity.
Yeah, I don't want to go out that way. Oh, my mouth is sour forever.
That's crazy to me that people get a last meal.
Lawrence Russell Brewer had two chicken fried steaks, fried okra, a bacon cheeseburger with triple meat, three wow. fajitas, a pound of barbecue, a meat lover's pizza, a pint of ice cream, and a slab of peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts on it.
Well, he's not worried about heart attacks, so.
True.
There's so many inappropriate things that I want to say right about now.
One of these guys said, that's stupid. Don't bring me a last meal. That's like putting gas in a car that ain't got no motor.
Pretty much.
I still, why not enjoy something when you're about to die?
But they don't have the right, I mean, do they have the right to enjoy
no.
something? These horrible people.
They should actually, it's like, all right, what would you like for your last meal? It's like, I would like a medium rare steak with this and this. And they're like, okay, well, here's a well done piece of shoe leather.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give you the absolute opposite of what you ordered. Enjoy gnawing on this before I kill you.
Daniel Anthony Lucas, He had a steak and cheese calzone, a meat lover's pizza, a stuffed portobello mushroom, and a chef salad.
I like the idea of a chef salad because it makes it sound like a man with a fancy hat has prepared it for him.
Gross. And he had orange juice with pizza.
What?
Ew.
Yeah, I hope they killed him before he finished that.
And that's a question. Can I have a bottle of wine or does it have to be non-alcoholic?
They usually won't do alcohol or tobacco, but in some cases they will do tobacco. Oh, this is good. John Wayne Connor had 10 pieces of fried catfish, 10 hush puppies, 2 triple deluxe cheeseburgers with bacon, a big slice of raw onion, and 2 whole pints of vanilla ice cream.
Again, not worried about bad breath.
I feel like, I can't. All I can think about is the body's natural reactions, and I wonder if they're doing it on purpose.
But, you know, there's
that's going to happen no matter what you eat.
Yeah, there's got to be a you know, execution chamber cleanup crew too, man.
Like,
you ain't getting all that. Nope, not going to do it.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, this, you'll like this one. Thomas Grasso had a dozen steamed clams and mussels, spare ribs, half of a pumpkin pie with whipped cream and strawberries, a double cheeseburger from Burger King, a room temperature can of SpaghettiOs, but he reportedly said his last words were, "I didn't get my SpaghettiOs, I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this."
Someone needs to do something.
Call the governor. Stay of execution. I didn't get my SpaghettiOs.
Oh, my God.
Where's Chef Boyardee?
There's one good one I want to tell you guys. Oh, chicken. A lot of people will get a whole bucket of chicken.
See, that would be the other one. That's what I was going back and forth. I love fried chicken, but it bangs me up.
But it won't then. I mean,
no, that's the thing.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I guess if there's a consequence-free ending... Kind of.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, you can drink all the milk and eat all the ice cream.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Give me all the dairy.
Whole milk.
All the Ben and Jerry's.
Bring me some heavy cream.
God! I don't need the lactaid.
Best stuff out of the 90s. Who says? Who says these are the best things out of the 90s?
Kids? And I don't know what range kids. And that's the only thing. It's like, so it's saying young people are complaining about things that were better back in the day. Oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's all right. Just tell me about the good stuff from the 90s. We'll get to that other one.
I don't know where that is.
You had it yesterday, and I said keep it for
yesterday.
The dang
podcast.
It's just
podcast. Talk amongst yourselves. Here we
shouldn't
go.
Be so all far
right,
away.
So there was things like TV shows. So Friends was number one, Simpsons, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saved by the Bell, Baywatch, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Dawson's Creek, Power Rangers.
I watched one of those.
I watched three of those. Religiously.
Well, you know what? I'm lying because I watched Friends and The Simpsons, but that's
I never watched Friends really.
I watched Dawson's and Buffy.
Oh my God! Now Friends is on Comedy Central, taking up a whole night of The Office.
Now they're also going to be on. No, I'm thinking of something else. Was going to be on. What was?
Jeez, you are
on?
Doing good today.
Look, I started taking something to help my brain, and it's obviously working the opposite.
It's working so well.
I watched The Simpsons religiously.
Yeah.
I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer a lot.
Never saw it.
And then we watched a lot of Baywatch in college.
Really?
It's hilarious.
Never saw it.
It's so good.
I know it was bad that
it's good.
I know it existed, but I never saw it.
I never really watched
like
Baywatch.
Like the Dodo Bird.
Movies were like Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, 10 Things I Hate About You, which I liked, Clueless, which was great,
yeah,
and Space Jam, which I didn't
never
really
saw
care.
It.
Music, Spice Girls, Britney Spears, Backstreet, NSYNC, Destiny's Child. Thanks for calling 98.7 The Point. New Kids on the Block, even though they started in the 80s.
Did
they spill over in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were hanging tough. Yeah.
So New Kids, I remember specifically, New Kids was popular like my freshman year in college, which would have been 88, 89. So that's when their first album came out, and everyone was like, I don't know if I should like this or not, but I kind of dig it, you know, but I was all into my hair bands, so yeah. I was like, I didn't really tell anybody I actually liked New Kids, but yeah, they were late,
this whole
very
thing,
tail end of the 80s.
This whole thing, though, is flawed because now you can get everything you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's like everything is at your disposal. You can watch all those shows, you can listen to all that music, you can watch all those movies right now.
it's not like, you know, our favorite things. I'm thinking that those are people who were either late teens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and those were their favorite things. Just like for us growing up in the 80s, our favorite things, we have our certain music, we have our certain shows and things that mean a lot to us. Well, we had to go like 20 years before we could get those things back on demand.
Oh, and some of it you still can't get, like 10 Speed and Brown Shoe. Who's with me?
Is that a band?
10 Speed and Brown Shoe, man. It was a great show.
It was a bike and a shoe?
Jeff Goldblum was a detective on that show.
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
What about Enos? Come on, who's with me? Where's Enos?
I remember Enos.
We ain't got no
what
Enos.
What about Angie?
Angie.
Remember Angie?
Yeah, with that song. Love is me, baby. Yeah, I love that. Remember that?
She was the chick that was in Saturday Night Fever and that all the guys were mean to.
Yeah.
And then she was the lead on Angie.
Is she the one? No, she's not the one that he left on the dance floor. No, I know who you're talking about. I loved Angie.
Do you remember the show Misfits of Science?
Yes.
That was one of my favorites.
Here's one.
I like the guy who was electric, Johnny B. Goode, and he couldn't get touched by water.
I can't remember the name of it, but there
Courtney
was a
Cox
show.
Is in it.
Sorry. There was a show with a robot, and his name was Max. And he was that curly-haired guy. I'm Max. Not from Heart to Heart. But he had a panel, and you had to open the panel and work on his wires if he started acting up.
Are you sure that was the guy? Because then there was Small Wonder, which
Small
is basically
Wonder
the
was
same
a,
thing.
It was a ripoff of this show with Max Vicky. The robot. Yeah.
God, that was
spooky.
An amazingly awful show.
Oh, it was so creepy.
Oh, I wonder what she looks like now.
Ooh, Love, Sydney. Y'all don't remember Love, Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
With Tony Randall?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, you're just a young whippersnapper. You're a wee lad.
I barely had TV for most of my life.
So. You're a wee lad with a lucky cricket on a string skipping around.
Huh? Is that another show?
What about how many of these awful, overhyped tourist traps have you either been to or wanted to go to? Because now they have a list of all these. Like, oh, I heard of this. And then you get there and you're like, man, this is it.
But I think a lot of them are like the major actual places that you would actually go to.
Yeah.
So it's like the Taj Mahal was one of them, which is, you know, if you've ever been to...
If you're going to go to
India,
right? if you're going to go to India, you got to see the Taj Mahal.
So like Machu Picchu in Peru, they say it's like,
It's the best.
The Dead Sea in Israel.
I love it. They call it dead, but that thing is popping. It is alive.
Romeo and Juliet's balcony in Verona, Italy.
Oh,
it's probably
great.
Crumbling.
Yeah, where for art thou, balcony?
No, it's great. I love that place.
But then again, you got Bourbon Street.
I love Bourbon Street.
Been there.
But I think a lot of people have said, like, they get there and it's like, this is Bourbon Street.
What were you expecting?
I think that's the thing. I don't know if they expect a magical land, but
expect lots and lots of drunk people.
And boobs. And the warm air with a hint of urine.
And the cool air with a warm air. But they also had, like, you've been to the Blue Lagoon in Iceland.
I have.
And I think you also said it was neat, but also full
of... It's neat, but the thing that stands out for me, the whole thing about Blue Lagoon was big, fat, old, naked European men just with no shame. Just it's all out there. And it's like they're walking around. They're in and out of the lagoon. They're right in your face. They've got their knee. They got their foot up on something.
Captain Morgan in.
Oh, it sounds like the gym.
Yeah,
it's like the gym locker room.
These guys did not have hair dryers.
My other favorite off the list was Plymouth Rock.
Oh yeah,
they're like
it's like really small.
It is.
It is, and it's also they're like it's not necessarily the rock. It's just a rock with a date carved.
I think it was somewhere around here.
That's
the rock.
Look at that.
Yeah, and it's been chipped at because people want to take a piece of that.
Oh, come on now.
It's been chipped at.
See, when you mentioned this, I was thinking more like south of the border.
Oh, south of the border is fantastic and magical.
As a giant tourist trap that everyone's like, oh, we got to go there. And you're like, why am I here?
I have never been.
Yeah, don't.
Really?
Yeah, never been. I'll tell you one that is slightly underwhelming, but I still absolutely love it, is Beale Street in Memphis.
Yeah.
It's small. But God, there's a vibe there. I love that place.
It's better than it was when I lived there. You didn't go to Beale Street at night alone. I think they've built it back up a little better.
Oh, they have. They had after you were there, they had this crew, the Blue Shirts, who would run people off. Like if they were panhandling or hassling people, they would group up around them and tell them, go and leave them alone. It was great. I love that place. And then also in Memphis, I've heard people say that they expected Graceland to be a whole lot bigger and more palatial than it is.
I expected it. I always had it pictured in my head like South Fork on Dallas, where it was way out in the middle of a great big, you know, land and nothing around it. It is right. There's a car lot like next door.
Literally next door is BJ's Hot Wings.
It is right in the middle of the city, and it's
not next door to BJ's.
Not a great part of the city either.
It's not, but when it was built in the 30s, that was way, way out in the country. You know, that's Route 51 going towards Alabama or Mississippi. Mississippi. It's Mississippi that's right up the road anyway. I'm sorry.
When was the last time you were there?
I took my daughter for her 10th birthday, so 3 years ago.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you did go not long ago, because I remember you taking...
Yeah, but I used to go twice a year. Me and my boys would go down there twice a year and live it up. And I'd get up early in the morning and go over to the house. That's Graceland. Go over to the house and then come back, wake them up from their stupors.
Just walk over to the gates and just be like, yo, sup?
Well, you can come back. In. You can go. Well, I don't know if they do it anymore since the new ownership, but you used to be able to just walk into the meditation garden, you know, to pray.
Oh, pray to the Almighty.
Come on.
The king.
Listen, oh,
kneel before me. Give me some of those chicken wings, man.
Right on over to BJ's.
Pour some codeine up on here.
Well, he used to go to the McDonald's up the road. Like, yeah. I've been to all the spots that he went to in that neighborhood and then outside the neighborhood, like Coletta's Pizza. You ever go to Coletta's?
No.
It's across town.
Uh-uh.
It was the first pizza in Memphis. But McDonald's that's on 51 is the same one that he went to with Linda one time. And people came up and said, golly, you look just like him, man. Good job. You're the best Elvis impersonator I ever saw.
And man, you've even got like his girlfriend.
But yeah.
Can you imagine saying that to Elvis?
Oh,
like, realizing like later and just like, man, you just look, you're, but then saying so like, man, you're way fatter than he normally is. Or, you smell funny.
He was never really fat though. I don't think he was ever really fat. He was just puffy.
He was squishy, and I think he was just so out of shape.
He had gotten older and doughier, I think. But
yeah.
I'll tell you something y'all don't know. He died of constipation.
Yeah.
We all know that, don't we?
Did you?
I thought that was the whole thing about him being on the toilet.
Why he was, yeah.
They found so much white clay in his colon when he died, when they did the autopsy.
Elvis drink some water.
It was impacted with a white clay-like substance, and it was pounds and pounds of it.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Is it impacted with clay?
I think it was probably...
Was he eating models?
I think it was fat.
Yeah, backed up junk.
It just turned into clay.
Oh, man, I can't help it. Hey, everyone says Play-Doh is good, but man, you got to try this clay.
Salty.
Give me some Elvis glue.
Have you caught a mouse yet?
No mice yet. There's numerous traps. I have 10 traps set around my garage, but that's a good thing, actually, in that if there's no mouse, that means they're not getting in at the moment.
So did you only see them in the garage, or have they been in the house?
I mean, there's been mouse poop through various sections of my house.
He's got a variety of poop in his house. He told you that.
he's got dog poop, mouse poop, whatever other
luckily
random.
No human. No, but... But I was, you know, I was thinking about it when I was going through Lowe's to look for the traps. And my wife even said, you absolutely only get the old school kind. Don't get the sticky traps.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at the display for the sticky trap and I was thinking about it. And even says on the packaging, it's like, does not dispatch or whatever. Like, and I was thinking, I'm like, why would I want something where I have to be the executioner?
Mm-mm.
Like, that's the best part about the snappy trap.
Yeah.
If they get stuck on the sticky trap, can you take them outside and pull them off of it?
No, you're not going to touch that.
But can you?
No, I'm going to go ahead and tell you no. Don't do that.
But do people like, and that's what made me like, I'm not trying to be dark, but then I'm like, were people just like crumpling up?
No.
And then throwing in the
or
trash?
Or just leaving them there to suffer and die?
Well,
it's just horrible.
Time?
No, a guy that used to work here had a lot of experience with mice, and he said what he would do with the sticky traps is take that and then put it in a plastic bag. And then they just
and
go
then
to sleep.
Suffocate.
He's oh, like, God.
That's what he said. And then
oh
they just
God.
Go to sleep.
So what's,
no.
I mean, it's awful. Okay. It is awful on its own right, but I want them all dead because they ate something very expensive of mine.
And
but,
so you want revenge.
But I also want the cleanest, swiftest revenge possible. I'm an ethical murderer. I don't want a mouse to sit there. Like, that would be terrible.
You don't want him to
suffer.
Like,
how do I want to go? It goes back to your last meal statement. Yeah. It's like, well, how would I want to go out? I would much rather go out like, hey, look at that peanut butter. And then, like, oh.
Neck snapped? Or would you
is that cheese?
Stuck to something?
You're like, oh.
Or what about the water bucket with the ramp on it?
Oh,
where they walk up
Guantanamo
the ramp.
Guantanamo Bay? What are we...
Well, you don't have to put water in the bucket. You can just collect them and then, you know, have a show.
I've told you all my mouse.
All right, you get the unicycle. You got the tightrope.
I've told you all my mouse story about the time that I had a mouse getting into my kitchen cabinets and eating my potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't find... What I really wanted was that round black one that they just go in and they do die in there, but you never have to see it.
We have a couple of those.
Okay, well, I couldn't find any of those.
Because the little mouse coroner comes and collects them and puts them in a little...
The little mouse CSI shows up.
Yeah, it pulls up.
He came in, but never
came out. Takes them off in the house. But because it was getting into my food cabinet, I also didn't want to put any poison in there or have it get snapped and have dead mouse in my food cabinet. Mm. So I got the one that's sort of like a possum trap where...
Oh, you got in?
They go in. It's a little box and you put the peanut butter at the back and they go in and then the door shuts behind them.
Right.
And they're still alive, but they're trapped in there.
Then what'd you do with it?
Well, so then I got it. I was there's no mouse in there. Oh my God. So I get it and I carry it all the way outside and I go and I hold the little door open and dump him out and he just looks at me.
Yeah. And then he runs right back in your house.
Well, about a day later. Yeah.
Well, I caught one the other day on a snap trap, the newfangled plastic snap traps, the black ones.
Yeah.
It's a step above the old wooden ones. But I caught one because I thought I had seen it. So I was like, all right, better safe than sorry. Put it out. Got him. So I reset it, and when I checked it yesterday, whatever it was had eaten all the peanut butter off of it, but it didn't snap.
Ooh.
So I don't know what kind of magician that, like levitating mouse
Ninja
that
mouse.
Is.
Ninja mouse.
Wow. Yeah. He's got a delicate touch.
When did it become peanut butter? When did that become the catch-all?
I thought it was always cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
You know, back in the day, we used to always get, my mom would get the can of Easy Cheese and just go.
Oh, that's smart. I think it's because... The cheese, they can actually pull the piece off without necessarily.
I think that's the thing; it doesn't
having
stick
it go.
To it.
And the peanut butter, you can't just like pull it off. You got to get over there. And
you got to hold the cheese in your hand for a while and soften it up, and then form it into
roll it around
cheese ball.
Yeah. But here's the thing: here's what you need. If you end up having a continued issue with this, go on Amazon and get the original Rat Zapper for $30. It's amazing. It's a little blue box. And it takes, I want to say, like 6 AA's or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you put the magical peanut butter in the end, and they walk into this little thing. And when they get down there to the peanut butter, they step on a little pad. And when they do, zap, and it's 100% effective 100% of the time. No mouse has ever come out of one.
It's like a taser.
We decided that we want to just maybe get like a garage dog. Like, garage dog doesn't know any better. He doesn't know. He's been on the streets living the hard life, and we bring him in, and we give him like, you know, some comforts of home, but he's not allowed in the house.
Yeah.
But garage dog takes care of that kind
Maddie,
of thing.
That's what you get cats for.
Yeah, that's called a cat. A garage dog is a
cats.
Cat.
I want a garage dog.
Cats.
Yeah, my cat
nice
never
rat
would.
Rat terrier or something.
My cat would look at the mouse and go the other way. She was not good at that.
All right, well, maybe I'll get a cat. But then I got a cat problem.
You only need one. Yeah. Don't get a male and a female that haven't been fixed and put in there to fix your...
What happened in here?
Hey.
Then you'll definitely have a cat problem.
Yeah, they're invaders and they're disgusting and I can't stand it.
You're talking about cats, right?
Still talking about mice?
I'm talking about mice now. No,
I'm still talking about cats.
You know what? Am I crazy? Because I don't want a cat, but...
You miss your cat.
I kind of miss the cat.
You miss a pet.
I miss my dog. You know, I was hanging out with my cousins, and he's got these two dogs that are just nuts. They never stop. They never, ever stop bossing. They run the house. When it's time for when they want something, they bark and bark and bark and jump up. And, you know, it's like they will run his wife to bed. They will herd her to bed.
Time for you to go to bed.
So they can get on the couch where she was. I swear to God they do that. But I was rubbing on these dogs and getting down in the face, and I was smelling the doggy breath, and they were giving me that look like, hey, you're an okay human, man. You're okay, man. And they were rubbing their head on me, and he would nudge my hand with his nose if I stopped rubbing him. I was like, this is like a friend, man. I don't have any of this
that
in my life.
Is you nailed it 100%, and that is why they're so addictive, is that if someone's ever had an animal, is that that's what it is, man.
I'm not sure if you need a dog or a baby.
Oh, God, no, he needs a dog.
It's like I was getting down in there with a little doggy breath.
It's still
it smells like a fresh baby.
It's still frowned upon to leave your baby at home for 8 hours at a time.
It's true. I've got a crate.
For the
yeah. You know, what are they going to do?
I gave him fresh water and a rattle.
Water in there.
Yeah. I mean, you can go a while.
A few treats.
That is true. I mean, I do think that the child laws are a little different, but that said, I mean, I think that's maybe something you should look at. Maybe foster.
I don't know, because I also like my freedom, A, and two, I love that I don't have to hear that sound all through the night. Yeah. Whatever you're licking on, it sounds like fireworks in my bedroom. I never slept a wink. I didn't sleep for 10 years when that dog was alive. Not one wink. Not for 10 years. I never slept.
So yeah. Well, definitely don't get a baby.
I don't want to hear that mouth smacking, man. Because, first he had to sleep in the bed with me, and he would scratch or chew, and it would wake me up constantly. So I moved an air mattress in there, and that was his bed. But I can still hear the smacking and the chewing through my earplugs that I put in because of the smacking and the chewing.
Maybe you needed to take him to the doctor and find out why he was smacking and chewing
don't worry.
So much.
He went to the allergist, and I had to give him shots. We were supposed to do like 16 shots a day or something stupid like that. No way, man.
I think everybody's pet mirrors them, and I think you found your dog.
Oh, why did I get an allergy dog then?
Why do I smack
like
and chew?
I'm like low maintenance.
Do you hear me smacking and chewing all the time?
No, he can't sleep. He needs to go to the doctor all the time.
He's making random noises for no particular reason.
Y'all are crazy as hell. I'm in my prime. Oh, we've got a phone call here we got to do.
Oh, no.
This is a serious one.
Hey, Simon. I was listening to your radio station this morning and about the little boy in the fire department, him trying to raise money. I think it was kind of inappropriate for the gentleman to act the way he did.
Yeah.
About that little boy raising that money, at least trying to do something, more than I can say for a lot of people nowadays.
Yep.
And it just hit me the wrong way about this situation. You know, the little boy trying to raise it, and he said $200. Wow. You know, and I mean, he's a little boy. He's 8. And it just hit me wrong. And I listen to you guys all the time. So I was just kind of backed up about that. And I just wanted to let you know. Thank you. Have a good day.
What she's talking about is Maddie who hates kids.
It's funny to me because there is something called sarcasm and humor in that.
Oh, yeah.
I obviously think what he did is fantastic. I think it's great. It's for the show.
Don't
man.
Be like that. Well,
Maddie's whole opinion on it was that the fire truck was going to cost $1.2 million.
Yeah.
And this little kid only raised $200. So he's like, why even bother? It's a drop in the bucket.
And don't say now that you were just making that up.
You were so angry that
Yeah,
day.
You were yeah, mad.
I
at
was
him.
Really pretty angry. I am sorry, ma'am, and if you are actually one of our tens of listeners to our podcast, but I apologize that you took it the wrong way.
She took it the exact way that it was given.
Look, there's man, no, there's I can't nothing. Help it.
You
that kid didn't
kids.
Try harder.
I mean,
I would more actually, more than anything, you know, you hear something like that and you know that once that gets out, that it's going to help that that department raise all that money and whatever. I mean, it's $1.3 million, which is crazy. But yeah, I think he should have tried harder.
So he only needs to have like, 45 more lemonade stands and they'll get that.
I mean, he's not very industrious.
No. I'm going to save him. I'm going to make some paper hats. Come on, kid.
See, look, now you're doing it too.
Oh, no, that was just hypothetical.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah. So what do you suggest the kid does, man? He did a lemonade stand. He raised $200 on a lemonade stand. I'll tell you, the last one we did, my daughter made $12 and some foreign coins and a key.
I'm not sure I made $3 on the lemonade stand I had when I was a kid. So,
have you figured out what the key opens yet?
I try every door, man, and every night, all night long, exhausted. Keyholing, that's what I call it. That's my hobby. I'm keyholing.
Wow, don't call it that.
I think that that child did everything he physically and possibly could do to help that fire department in the sweetest and the most kind way possible.
No, you're not really thinking.
Backtracking.
You're not thinking outside.
Why are you trying to make me worse?
No, I'm just saying.
No, this is what you're doing. Is you're trying to end me into saying something.
Stand
even worse.
Your ground. You don't. You know. You're
Look,
just
kid.
Like all those other celebrities where you're like, I apologize. When you don't really apologize, you meant what you said.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to double down, kid. There's things called drugs.
No, you can have a show.
Get
is what
out
I'm thinking.
There. What?
He could have a show. He could put on a
he
show.
He could do it for the show?
He could put on a show.
Oh, he could act and sing and dance?
Let's say that his uncle has a barn and that one of his other friends has some paint. That's the makings for a show.
Heck yeah, it is. And if they can find an old quilt.
Hell yeah,
curtain.
That's the curtain.
And does one of them have a dog with a ring around its eye? And another friend who can't sing so well but has a pointy little hair problem? But,
do you know these kids?
But here's the thing. There's some kind of magic about that. When your uncle's got a barn, and then you find some paint, and then you put that quilt up for the curtain, and then when all the people are in the seats and it's showtime, bang! They're all in tuxedos and sequin gowns.
Yes.
It's that showbiz magic, man. That's what that kid needs, man. Why don't you tell him that? Tell him.
I like how something starts out hilarious, and then go ahead, keep saying what you're saying, and then now I got somebody who hates me and is very upset.
She didn't say
she
hated you.
She's gonna tell all her friends that they're well. Luckily, she said just the guy on the radio. She might think it's you.
Maybe
that one Charlie said.
Yeah,
tell everybody it was Charlie.
Tell Charlie that I said you're wrong.
What do y'all think about that impeachment show? Are you gonna watch any of that?
I'm curious. I kind of want to because I want to know more of the backstory of stuff. You know, that was in the 90s and early 20s for me. And I sort of paid attention, but didn't really. So I'm interested in the details.
Yeah, I had to hear about it all the dang time when it was going on.
You were in D.C. at that time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, it's all you heard about. But Monica Lewinsky is the executive producer or co-producer of the whole thing, so she was on hand for all of it, and she wanted to be sure that they showed the scene where she raised her dress to show her thong. So that's going to happen at some point during the course of the series.
I don't remember that detail.
Okay.
How do you not?
I don't remember. To be honest, now at this point, I don't remember a lot of details about it.
And the other thing that's interesting is Sarah Paulson, who's just amazing in everything she does. God, I loved her in American Horror Story, The Hotel,
but she's
in every one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't recognize her from one role to the next. As a matter of fact, in Hotel, she plays two roles, and I didn't know it was her. In the same show, she's two people, yeah. So she's great, but she gained 30 pounds to be Linda Tripp, and then they fitted her with what they're calling a fat suit. And man, she took some heat for that, and she had to backtrack and apologize just like Maddie.
Why is she in trouble? Why are people mad about that?
Because they don't like the idea of like making A, calling it a fat suit, you know, two, saying that you have to, you know, because Linda Tripp was a larger woman, like you
I
have
don't
to
think
well,
that's
she,
it at
to
all.
To accurately portray her, you need to be the body type,
no.
But if she couldn't gain the weight, I mean, are they saying that a heavier person should have played the role?
That's it right there. Yeah, they're saying that she put on a fat suit when there are people out there who are that size who are looking for work. That's not fair. That's the whole argument.
But they're not Sarah Paulson.
What do we do when we're shooting a movie about aliens and we can't get any aliens to audition?
You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah. They're over at that guy's house. It might be a bottle rocket, but maybe it's...
Oh, God. Go ahead.
But again, I mean, I understand some of the arguments, but at the same time, it's like, who is best for the role?
Yeah, and that's what acting is. It's
and did anyone of
transforming
size?
And
like, and that's the problem. And then it's the slippery slope of what are you saying? It's like, well, then did someone of that size or that
someone
that
who was
build,
the right body type or
did she
whatever
try out or like did, was there somebody who was up for the role that You know what I mean? Like, it's like saying, well, now we can't make the movie because no one who looks like Linda Tripp.
Why not just get the best actress?
I told you, because she took the role from someone who could have done that without the padding.
Do we know this for a fact?
Why didn't you try out?
That's the question. Wow, wait. Now that we're talking about it,
I still love
it. Your role, Sean.
Hey, I'll do whatever.
Side note, I will 100% support anything and everything that Monica Lewinsky does, because that woman has been through. I mean, you think about how old she was when all this went down.
Yeah.
She was just a young.
She's very young.
Intern, man.
Straight out of college.
100%. And she got devastated in the media.
Have you seen her lately?
She looks great.
She looks great.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
But
I agree.
She pops up on Twitter all the time. Like,
yeah, she's funny.
At the perfect time. She's like the Wendy's. Like, you know, like, she's got a good Twitter
she's
person.
She's got a
like,
good sense of humor.
She, at this point now, I think, has like accepts who she is in history and what her role was.
Which is amazing.
I love it.
And
honestly,
so impressive.
I hope it's awesome and it's huge just for that. Because, God bless her. I mean, for everything she went through.
Other people who have been in lesser situations have not fared so well. So you've got to be really impressed with how she's come out of this.
Wait, speaking of which, can I borrow? Oh, give me a second. Can I borrow $65 so I can get a cameo from Tanya Harding?
Oh, wow. Is that what she's getting for one?
$65?
Yeah.
Shoot, I'll give you that.
I think she's got a 24-hour turnaround, so we can get it pretty quick.
Oh, that's pretty good. Man, that cameo thing is crazy. They had the list of the people who made the most money off a cameo last year, and the number one I never heard of, but Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner, made $1 million on Cameo.
That's
just
amazing.
Saying hello to people.
So is there a time limit on your Cameo? Do they just send you a message, or do you get to talk to them?
No, it's just a
message.
So you send them a gist of what you want and who you want it for, and then there you just kind of freeform, you know, whatever.
A message from Kevin from The Office is $195.
Ooh. Hey, did you know that for $19 you could get a message from Puggy Smalls, a dog?
And then Meredith from The Office is $190.
Oh, I want that Quokka to send me a message. They're so happy.
Oh, the happy whatever, Quokka, whatever
yes.
that is.
Who else is in there? Anybody that I actually
William Hung. William Hung for $30. He'll call up and sing She Bangs, you know.
Mark McGrath is going for $90.
Is he?
Do you remember this cool, super awesome sax guy from Lost Boys, Tim Capello?
Huh? No, what in the hell? So you get a message and it's some random.
Hey,
the guy that's in the movie playing the sax? Oh, good gravy.
Oh, that was my favorite. Because I played saxophone and I looked up to him. Riff Raff is $85.
Really? Nick, he's still alive?
He just played at the Blind Tiger within the last couple of weeks.
Doing what?
Rap. Riff Raff?
Oh, you're not talking about the one from Rocky Horror. I'm thinking about that little guy from Rocky Horror. Like, what is he doing?
No.
Show me somebody I might actually want to hear from.
Andy Dick, $99.
No.
Brett Favre is $400.
No.
Ooh, Michael Rapaport. I love him. He's $199.
This is affordable. Hold on. Richard Karn from Home Improvement is $75.
Yikes.
Please.
Kevin Sorbo is only $40.
Are you serious? But who the hell would you send that to? Like, I'm just looking for deals here.
Well, if somebody was a huge Kevin Sorbo fan, I guess. That's why I'm saying, show me somebody I might actually want to hear from. Not a joke.
Frankie Muniz?
No.
How about Jesse Metcalf?
Whoa, Ice Cube is $750.
He's attractive.
Oprah!
What?
$750.
We need to come up with $500 because somebody's birthday is coming up soon. And I don't want to spoil the surprise, but you know who I'm talking about.
Holy crap, how much is he?
$500.
$500?
It's for charity, too, I guess.
We're talking about the Nature Boy Ric Flair. That's crazy. That would be great, man. Yeah, you guys do that.
Sure. Okay.
Styling, profiling.
I wonder how long it would be, because that would be my greeting on my phone for the rest of time.
Hi, you've reached Sean Wu.
Well, listen, it's been a little slice of heaven. This is the Simon Says podcast. Check us out anytime you want to at 987simon.com. You can listen to us there. You can send us emails. If you want to call and maybe be on the show or make a request for Bet You Won't Play It Friday, 336-373-0987 is the number. Charlie, you got a final thought over there?
If it's my last meal, do not forget my breadsticks.
Ooh, breadsticks for the last meal.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I want to change the show name to 10 Speed and Brown Chew.
Ah, look it up.
I'm Brown Chew.
Look it up, man. I'll be 10 Speed. You know, even if we don't do that, we could go play 10 Speed and Brown Chew outside for a little while.
Oh, until our mom calls us. Kids, yeah. Come back inside.
Yeah.
All right, next time.
All right.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.